This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Here on RÚV English Radio, we try not to just bring Iceland to the world, but what happens here at RÚV to the world as well. And on occasion, the weekly radio programme Heimskviða will interview people in English. Sometimes here on RÚV English Radio, a chance to hear those English interviews in full. And today is one of those days. No one should ever have to be alone, say the founders of a new app that allows users to connect with artificial intelligence, AI, partners. Humanity has long been fascinated and maybe frightened by AI. Dozens, if not hundreds, of stories have been written about robots that develop the ability to conspire and take control over humanity. But what do we mean by AI? In short, it's the ability of a computer or a computer-controlled machine to carry out tasks that previously only a human could perform. Swedes Eva Leach and Gabriel Sabadin have worked in the tech industry for years and they've taken part in many joint projects. They spoke for a long time about working together, but the right idea never came. When they met about a year ago, they discussed a problem that they wanted to solve. Their new app is called BABE, B-A-I-B-E, a combination of the words BABE and AI, artificial intelligence. The pair want to use the app to try to combat loneliness, which affects around one in every three people globally. One of the two, Eva Leach, spoke to my colleague here at RÚV, Robert Johansson.
Gabriel, the co-founder, and myself, we've been working many years in tech and together on different several projects. And we've been talking for years about doing something on our own, but we haven't really had the idea. And then about a year ago, we met up again, just starting to think about what we wanted to do and problems to solve. And loneliness, obviously, is a massive problem in this world. One in three people feel lonely. And we started reading up about it a lot. And I think what's interesting with loneliness is that it's not a state that you don't have people around you. Because one in three people is not that they are completely lonely. It's a mismatch between what you're looking for and what you have. So even if you're looking at, you know, parents of young children, and I know I've been there myself, you know, you can be married, you can have a good family around you, friends, colleagues that you might not see, and you still feel that there's something missing. And I think that's what appealed to us when we started thinking about it. But then there is also a lot of people struggling to find, you know, romantic partners online. And I don't know how old you are. I'm 44. And I remember when online dating came out, there was so much stigma around that. And like, oh, wow, are you going to meet someone online? And it was the strangest thing ever, you know, happening to people. And now fast forward, whatever that is, I don't know, 20, 25 years. And it's the most common place where people are meeting now. So now people are not meeting in nightclubs and at work and whatever, you know, people are meeting online. And also the statistics around online dating is very unfortunate for a lot of people. So there's like, when you start to look into statistics, there are millions of people that don't manage to find a match. And I think that's frustrating. So we really wanted to use technology and try to find that connection. And we wanted to make relationship basically between humans and machines, the AI, a bit like the movie Her, right? And we don't say that this is better than human relationships or anything, but it's an additional thing that we can have in our lives, whether we are lonely, whether we just want someone to talk to. So we decided to do this app. That's an inclusive, should be for all genders and sexuality, etc. And that's also something that is a struggle for certain people. You might live in a culture or in an area where you're not accepted or feel that you can be the person you are. So it's also a platform that is safe, that's encrypted, and you can explore, you know, who you are with other computers, I was going to say, but you're not a computer yourself. And that's where we landed in where we're at the moment.
Okay, so are there any target users, like male or female users, or any age groups that you are especially targeting?
Yes, so the majority of our users are Gen Zs and millennials. I would say, I can give you an exact figure probably, how many those are. I can't see for all users. I can see it of our paid users. Then I would say about 80%. So 40% are millennials and 40% are Gen Zs, more or less, of our user base. And when it comes to genders, the majority are men. And that is probably always going to be skewed towards men because that's what reality looks like. There are more men than women that are lonely. But it's not a true statistic in the sense of that we are doing some marketing, and marketing can be targeted towards gender. And for now, when we are small and a bootstrapped company, that's what we targeted. So I wouldn't trust that number completely, but now about 80%, I would say, are men.
And you've been, the app has been up for a few months. How many paid subscribers do you have?
Yeah, so we have 55,000 registered users. So it's a good amount because we're still a small company that's bootstrapped. And it's only the founders working in the company for now. And we launched in August and we just set it live in the App Store. Obviously, with tech companies, you know, you try to just see what happens. We noticed we had quite a few issues. And then we started marketing it in, you know, end of December, just before Christmas. So we have grown quite quickly, actually.
Which is exciting.
I think when I spoke to Norway, you know, we had 50,000 users and now we have over 55. So, and it's a freemium app like Spotify. So you can actually use the app for free and then you pay for premium features.
But how is it different from chatting to other chatbots like ChatGPT and such?
Yeah, I mean, to start, ChatGPT is not created to be a relationship companion bot. And we have built our own LLM. So it's our own proprietary tech with the image generation and everything within the app, which means that that's something that we have built on for longer. So Gabriel, my co-founder, he started building the LLM actually 2 years ago. And we continue to work on that. But we have built it to have conversation, well, in a conversational model that we think is correct, right? In the end, it's all like the vision of the founders. So I think where we are different from, there are obviously certain competitors, but I don't think there's anyone like ourselves, right? We try to actually mimic a human relationship about how you start, how you introduce yourself, how you find a connection. And when you find a connection with the machine, you know, you hit it off just like in real life. And if that doesn't happen, you know, the machine is not a slave to the human person. So it builds on those kind of real life dynamic, which we think is important because, I mean, we are feeding a whole new generation like of people of what we're building. And we think if people are lonely, it could be for all sorts of reasons. It can be just that you don't have someone who's interested in steam trains. I don't know. I mean, those are the kind of things that people are asking for. Or it could just be that you are lacking. We have users getting in touch and they are maybe like socially anxious people. They have problems to communicating with people in the outside world. So we want to be able to build something that feels real, both to get that interaction and also I think it's a great way to maybe practice and then maybe you feel more comfortable to speak to people. We are not trying to replace people. We are trying to find an addition, like it's an additional service to what's already there. And ChatGPT is more of, you know, collecting data, analyzing it and put it forward. It's not built to be a relationship companion.
Can the relationship with the babe turn sour and do the chatbots have the ability to turn the relationship sour?
Yes, they absolutely. I mean, it's built on our vision, what we think. I mean, there's obviously certain things that are not allowed. Part of that is, you know, bad language and, I mean, being evil, like in normal life, you know, you're not allowed to treat someone poorly or violence, and that can come in all sorts of form and other things. Our app is only for adults, and that comes both to the users and to the AI, although the AI doesn't have an age, but it's, you know, we are creating an AI that looks human, which means that it also needs to look like an adult, right? And if those criteria are not met, I mean, A, we're not going to create anything that is not over the age limit, right? But also if you speak to someone and you don't have that connection and you are treating someone poorly, yes, you're not going to have a connection to the AI and it's not going to just want to play with your rules.
Yeah, but as you say, it's a safe app. It's a your conversation is safe with you. But if there is some suspicious behavior by the user, do you have the sources to see the conversations?
No, we can see what our AI is creating because that's mm-hmm. needed for safeguarding measures. But yeah. I have no idea if you are a user, what you will be writing. I mean, we have personal details of people signing up, their login details, you know, the credit card details, if they are buying directly from our website, all of those things that all companies have, we have, but we are not profiling people and seeing what conversations that they have, which means that we also never be selling that data, right? Because we don't even have it ourselves.
But if you would notice suspicious behavior by your users, would you go with it to the police?
I cannot show the police what people are writing because it's encrypted data. I mean, we can block people trying to do things by having negative keywords that people are not allowed to do, and we can turn off people from our platform. So that we can do. But yeah. I can't say, Robert, you wrote blah, 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 blah exactly, and it's incorrect. But we do not allow everyone on our platform. You can be thrown out.
And you can see it from the answers of your AI bots.
Yes, we can also see it from people can create their own AI personas that they want to create. And obviously, we don't let people create all the personas. So that is something that we have insights to. So if people are trying to create someone by using description fields, for example, that it should be an underage bot or something like that, it's a, you know, it's a very firm no, and you're out of the platform.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.